You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
But the debate over repealing this law is over. The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
Is it really? I have a couple things to say on that one. You're going to want to hear it here. The John Carlson Show, up and at 'em here. Talk Radio 570 KVI. Yes, our phone line's open at 206-421-5757. That is 206-421-5757. Let us also give you the toll-free 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. And, of course, our great website, KVI.com. And my Facebook fan page, John Carlson Radio. It's John Carlson Radio. Don't know what you're doing tonight. However, if you like country music, Chance McKinney is going to turn out at a fundraiser to help the relief effort for the land tsunami. And that's going to be tonight at the Tulalip Resort Casino. Live concert tonight to raise relief funds. They're hoping they can sell it out. It's just a $20 entry charge at the door, 100% of the proceeds. So everybody is donating. Everybody is giving up, you know, their talent fee, their processing fees, the rent for the facility, et cetera, et cetera. Total donation becomes part of an account set up by Union Bank of Edmonds and Cascade Valley Hospital. Proceeds will help the victims and their families, and you can make additional donations. Again, that's tonight, 6 p.m. at the Canoes Cabaret at the Tulalip Resort Casino tonight. Chance McKinney is your main entertainment there. And they're also going to have a drawing to win an autographed guitar by Chance McKinney. So, Chance, thanks for doing this. Ron Stubbs is going to be your opening act there. So if you like country music, this is your chance to help a great cause and have a good time while you're at it. Okay. Now, what was it President Obama said just a minute ago, Senior Chief Executive Producer Philip J. Vandervoort III?
But the debate over repealing this law is over.
It is.
The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
All right, and here's what Chris Matthews on Hardball had to say about it.
Let me finish tonight with this. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Well, that's a pretty good way to look at the Affordable Care Act and what the president had to say today. He's right. Are the Republicans ready to take away what people have, the health insurance that is now a reality in their lives? Are the Republican candidates and office holders truly willing to say, that's it, it's all going away, we're going back to square one, back to the days when politicians decried the tens of millions of uninsured people hobbling into emergency rooms for basic health care? President Obama and a Democratic Congress have together created what is an Israeli prime minister once called new facts. 5 years ago, when we argued about health care, we argued about what wasn't. Today and in the future, when we argue about health care, we argue about what is. And what is in the hands of millions of American people now. Health care is in their possession. The question is, who will have the nerve to go to them and take it away? I think that is something the Republicans in Congress might have to begin thinking about long before they actually try to actually do it.
All right, take away. You mean like the 6 million people whose insurance policies were canceled? Take away like that, you mean? Oh, by the way, take away after they were promised repeatedly over and over again by people like you, Chris Matthews, and the president and members of Congress, Democrats in both houses, after they were assured that they could keep their plan? Is that the kind of takeaway you're thinking of? Or were you thinking of people who were assured they could see their doctor who are now learning that that's no longer necessarily the case? That kind of takeaway? Look, the president says, hey, this law is here to stay. This law ain't even here yet. Open your eyes, Mr. President and Mr. Matthews. Because the Affordable Care Act doesn't even get here until the employer mandate kicks in. Yeah, that's the same employer mandate you guys have now delayed twice.
But the debate over repealing this law is over.
That's right. We won't repeal it. Just keep delaying it, right, pal? Just keep pushing it off. The Affordable Care Act does not arrive in this country with full force until the employer mandate kicks in. The Democrats are terrified of what the impact of that will be, which is the only explanation for why they have now delayed it again, not once, but twice. It was supposed to take effect this year, and they, oh no, put it off till 2015. Then they realize, wait a minute, 2015, that means people will be getting their notices in the fall of 2014. No, delay it again till 2016. So I don't want to hear another Democrat talk about how well the Affordable Care Act is working. First of all, to say that invites people to vote against you because it shows you're dense. It shows you're not paying attention. It shows that for the ranks of Medicaid being swelled, and by the way, no one's figured out a way to pay for that, you're not looking at people not only who've had their insurance policies canceled, not only people who've been told they can't see their doctor, you're not looking at people who've just been notified that their deductible has risen 50%, that their monthly insurance premiums have increased by 100% or more, who've been told that, oh, $15 copay, no, it's actually a $40 copay. That's the reality. So here, I tell you what, call my bluff on this one here, friends of the Affordable Care Act. Take off the delay and implement the Affordable Care Act in toto right now, and let's see how well it works. Let's see how much America wants that law. The president has made more than 25 changes, unilateral changes, in the Affordable Care Act after it was passed. He has made these changes because he is afraid of the results of the law that he called for and signed into law. Can't keep delaying this forever. So when anyone tells you how well the Affordable Care Act is working, just say, really? Then why isn't the employer mandate suspended? Why delay the employer mandate? Let's impose the mandate right away. That's how the law reads. And that's when they're going to change the subject on you. Welcome to The Commute with Carlson, the fastest growing radio program in the Puget Sound area, for which I am very grateful. Thank you very much. One of the complaints that people like Chris Matthews, who, of course, for some inexplicable reason, earns millions of dollars a month for one of the lowest rated cable news networks on the air. And President Obama, one of the things that they are constantly doing is deriding the Republican Party as the party of the rich. The party of the rich? How do you measure the party of the rich? I mean, let's take a step back. How do you measure the party of the rich? Do you measure it by wealthy donors? Do you measure it by wealthy House and Senate members, you know, the proportion of the House and Senate members who happen to be wealthy? Do you measure it by how the wealthiest zip codes and counties in the country vote? How do you measure the party of the rich? Because no matter how you measure it, the party of the rich, not the Republicans. The party of the rich are the people who attack the Republicans as the party of the rich. It's the Democrats. Here's what I'm talking about. Of the 10 wealthiest congressional districts in America, 10 richest. So there's 435. This would be your top 2%. Eight of them are Democrat districts. Two of them are Republican districts. Or eight of them have Democrats representing them. Two of them have Republicans. Including, by the way, the top six districts in the country in terms of income are all represented by Democrats. You've got the wealthiest district represented by Carolyn Maloney. That's Manhattan's Upper East Side. You've got Henry Waxman, now in his, I believe, his 40th year in Congress. He represents the Southern California coast. The eighth most wealthy congressional district in America is represented. That's the San Francisco district represented by Nancy Pelosi. If you look at the wealthiest districts, it's not even a close call. If you look at the wealthiest congressional districts and who they voted for president, that's not a close call either. What about donors? You keep hearing, the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers, if you look at the wealthiest donors in American politics over the last 25 years, the Koch brothers are not even in the top 10. The Koch brothers aren't even in the top 20. The Koch brothers aren't even in the top 50. No, the wealth, well, just look here at Washington State. Most of the wealthy donors are either Democrats, liberals. I think about guys like Nick Hanauer. We've had Nick on the show several times. I think about Rob Glaser from Real Networks. There's far more Microsoft money flowing both from the company and from employees that flows to liberals and Democrats than Republicans.
And there was somebody that was spending money on the Virginia governor's race last fall.
Yeah. And
who was that benefactor? He's from San Francisco.
His name is Tom Steyer.
Steyer. There we go.
Tom okay. Steyer pumped in $9 million in the Virginia governor's race. He's the biggest donor of the Virginia governor's race. Mm-hmm. And he's hardly been to Virginia.
Yeah, and the Democrats ended up winning that governor's race.
If that's a familiar name to you, that's the same Tom Steyer who pumped in six figures, over $100,000, that he pumped into the state Senate race in Gig Harbor,
where Jan Angel, the
Republican, won.
Yeah.
But he's playing in that race too, and he's going to put in more money. Up here. No, he's committed, he said, to spending $100 million to support candidates who take the issue of global warming seriously. So if you're looking for your biggest waste of money in calendar year 2014, I think we found our guy and I think we found our amount here. But yeah, you don't hear, you hear all this criticism. There's Harry Reid on the floor actually calling the Koch brothers successful. So many companies, industries that employ a quarter million people. He calls them un-American. He's personally demonizing people who are donating to the opposition. You donate to organizations that support candidates that oppose Obamacare. You're un-American. That is why he didn't say they broke the law. He didn't say that they're political extremists. I mean, the Koch brothers are like moderately conservative, but they don't like Obamacare. So they're supporting groups that are running candidates that are making Obamacare, the fight against Obamacare, their major issue. And you've got Harry Reid calling them un-American. I haven't heard any Republican call Tom Steyer, a name you probably have not heard, un-American. But there's all sorts of players on the left who donate big money. You know, George Soros. And I don't hear Democrats complaining about their big money. only when the money comes from the right side of the spectrum. But no matter how you measure it, because I guess what I'm telling you, whether you do it by congressional districts, who represents them, big money in campaigns, the proportion of millionaires in either chamber, it is the Democrats who are the party of the rich. They're the party of the rich and party of the poor, Republicans, party of the middle class and the upper middle class. And that's the political lay of the land. You got about 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. It's the John Carlson Show.